Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with T. Frank Carr. It's quarter number two. And T. Frank, we're going to continue the scouting reports on all these guys who committed over the weekend. Just one more time, quickly, because you've made a move. Where could everyone find your fantastic scouting video reports?
Yeah, so they are now blue-white illustrated on YouTube. So I've agreed to terms, free agent contract with Blue White Illustrated to take all my scouting reports and my evaluations and my talents to Blue White Illustrated. So if you search them on YouTube, you find that, subscribe to it, and watch the videos. It'd be very helpful if you were to check out the videos, because there's more context. You get to see everything in full on the YouTube videos as well.
It's been a phenomenal week. Penn State adds five commitments. Blue White Illustrated adds two free agents in T. Frank Carr and Greg Pickle. I think they're up against the cap on the, up against the salary yeah. cap with these two free agent yeah. additions. So we'll have to follow closely to see what else they do before the season starts. All right, let's get to our next set of scouting reports. This was from Sunday, where they brought in three guys. Let's start with Zane Durant, T. Frank. He's a four-star out of Orlando, defensive lineman. He comes in at 6'1", 260 pounds. What are we looking at with Durant?
So this is one of those situations where I have to be careful as well, because I saw 6'1", 260, and I'm like, okay, so they're taking a guy and having preconceived notions about what he is, and he might be my favorite player in this class just because he's so fun to watch. First off, he's 6'1", 260, and he runs like a receiver. His team actually uses him as a running back sometimes. There's plays where he's the guy that gets the ball on fake punts. So he looked like, and he has the coolest aesthetic on field too. Like he's walking around looking like a receiver as a defensive lineman, and his movement skills are uncanny. On top of that, he's got the speed. He's got just great hand usage. He has the most advanced. And I thought every time I saw Ken Talley, every time I saw Keon Wiley, I'm like, they've got a lot of guys that know how to use their hands already. And then I watch this guy and I'm like, he is the best of all of them. He is amazingly quick. He's got multiple moves. He can split double teams. He knows how to use his skills to his advantage, and he's got considerable skills. On top of all that stuff, the best part about him, and this is one of those things that I look for in athletes to make them kind of complete, is that he has great contact balance. And that's the same thing I think you can see through a lot of these guys, is that they are strong, but it's not just about shoving guys around. It's not about just tossing guys to the side. They work through blocks really well, and his contact balance, when he's hit, he doesn't change his trajectory to the football. That's a different level of core strength and lower body strength that I think is super important if you're going to be slightly undersized at the position. So he's earned every one of those stars, and you should be very excited about this guy. I think Penn State fans remember Kevin Givens, a similar style player and one that Penn State has not had at the three technique position, because he plays end. He'll kick into three technique, but he could play 5-3. He could even fill in at the edge sometimes.
And if you got a guy, he's at 6'1", 260, he doesn't have great height. Does he have the capacity to put on more weight to play that defensive tackle position?
So in an interview with Blue White Illustrated, his head coach from high school says yes, he is really filled out. So that's my only question, is can he get up to 285, 290? I don't think he's going to get to 300 pounds. So he's got a well-developed lower body. He's got long arms for his personal body length, but I don't know where that lands him in the full context of other offensive and defensive linemen. He uses his skills so well that I'm not as worried about that as I am about, can he just get the raw mass necessary to not be a liability as a run defender when he does face two 310-pound offensive linemen that are quick enough to get their hands on him? I just don't know that answer. I do think he can add more weight and be stronger, but that will determine what he is at the next level to me. That's the determining factor, is does he have that upside to add 25 pounds of good weight? I think partially he can obviously get bigger. He's 17, 18 years old. He can obviously get bigger, but then I don't know what the upper limit is. But on the college football level specifically, I don't know that you need to be the prototype of the position. Now we're talking about theoretical ceilings, and we're comparing him to the standard rather than comparing him to what does he need to be effective in college football. And I don't think he needs to be 290 to be effective at college football. I think he needs to get bigger, and where he lands on that will determine his stardom, for a shortcut to say.
And one of the things, whenever there's the variable with the players putting on some weight, putting on some strength, I probably have most confident on the Penn State staff with Dwight Gault, as I am of any position right. coach, that Dwight Gault, if that's the variable, Dwight Gault could probably get him there. You know, going from 6'1", 260, we're going to go next to Tyrese Fearbry. He's 6'5", defensive end, where you could look at some of these other players and how much weight they already have on or their height. This is a guy who looks long and lean and a much different yeah. type of player.
Yeah, I'd say he's about 220, somewhere between 210 and 220. So that's a good start. He was listed at 205 as a sophomore. So he's gaining mass, but this is the other side of the coin. And this is the hard lesson I had to learn over time, is that not every athlete with a great frame will add all the weight. Because I thought Cam Brown, former Penn State linebacker, was going to be 245 by the end of his career, and his frame simply didn't support all of that weight. Even if you look at Adafe Owe at 6'4", 6'5", with those long arms, you might want to project him to be 260, 265. But he really topped out because he's got a bit of a narrow waist, and he put on that explosive lower body power. But like, he just crossed the threshold for like mass. So with Tyrese Fearbry, I would say it's more of a boom or bust, where he might naturally get up to that 250 like Owe, but I don't know that he's going to be the complete defensive end. And when I say I don't know, this is one of those moments where I'm not saying no, I'm saying I truly don't know. It could go either way, because he is so long and he does kind of have a tapering at the waist, but he has so much room to grow. So it is a bit of an unknown, and I think fans, just because of what you said with Dwight Gault, they just assume that they're going to do that. It is hard. Like what we talk about with JB Nelson, it takes dedication, a little bit of luck that you don't get injured, and then how your body develops and if it will accept all of that weight and maintain it. So there are variables that go into it. So I wouldn't just peg it down as an absolute. But when you look at his actual skills as a football player, I think the 4-star, despite a little bit of boom or bust, is warranted, because he's a great pass rusher with great speed, explosive burst off the ball, and long speed to be a chase player. So again, does he need to be 265 and the prototype of the defensive end to be successful? No. But we're talking right now, projecting into the future, and kind of seeing what are the possible outcomes and comparing that to kind of the standard of what you're looking for versus where he might end on that spectrum. So it's kind of a comparison to give you an idea of the possibilities.
I was impressed when you showed the video of him. A guy that size, that kind of quickness at defensive end, especially at the high school level, you expect him to just beat those high school tackles going outside. But he had a couple moves, and it's first time I've heard this reference. You called it the Euro step inside move, which is kind of reference. I thought that was a great way to describe it, and I was really impressed by that move.
Yeah, it's just setting up, because everyone's afraid of his speed, so it's setting people up and then using a second move to get inside. Now, I still think that's technically one move, but yes, it's using all of your skills in a diverse way, in a creative way, to win. My one concern would be he relies on that a lot. And I think that there's some areas where, if you're looking at his current size and you're looking at the questions about maybe he can't get up to 265, 260, what is his defense at the point of attack, knowing that he's a penetrator and not necessarily a guy that's going to be able to hold the point of attack. Some of his work there, if you want to check out the video, I'll give you some examples of some concerns I have. But again, he can still be an effective player even if that doesn't develop. It's just adding context to his profile so you know what to expect from a player.
All right, let's quickly get to Caleb Artis. He's a defensive tackle out of New York City, listed at 6'4", 290 pounds. And I got excited because your first reaction in talking about him on your video was you just used the word wow.
Because you look for these type of body types. So we talk about the ceiling and all of those things of potential. He's already there. He's already 295 pounds, long arms, great movement skills. He can play three technique, or given that Zane Durant is in this class, he could bulk up to be a nose tackle. And I don't know that it would diminish his effectiveness as a pass rusher, and it wouldn't diminish his athleticism. So he's got the whole package. But unlike the other guys, I still think he's a young football player. He's still learning to use his hands. He's still learning to use his considerable skills, because when he does, he is a wrecking ball of a human. Like, it's wow. It's the plays that you look for and you think of when you think of a complete defensive tackle. He does it, and it looks the way you want it to on film. It's just then for him about consistently applying those things, and also the fact that he was playing in space as an edge defender in high school level. He's going to definitely be playing on the interior going forward. So some of that stuff you need to translate a little bit to the inside.
Gotcha. And this perhaps was the first scouting report I've ever seen where a guy was complimented on his ability to tie his shoes.
Well, so we were talking a little bit off camera about how we're both certain types of athletic, but neither of us are super flexible. He can bend over with his knees locked and adjust his shoelaces. So length and flexibility, I mean, that's a joke that people make. Like, during the NFL draft, you hear that he can tie his shoelaces without bending over. This guy literally did it. I watched it on film. It's on there. You should go see. Like, he's lock-kneed doing a leg bend and adjusting his shoes. I tried that myself. I can't do that. So, yeah, that's flexibility. That's impressive. He's, like, again, high ceiling, super high ceiling. And then it becomes on his side, what can he learn as a football player to apply all of those abilities?
I just want to point out, T. Frank, that I tried it also. I was able to reach all the way down to my knees, and I was very impressed with myself for doing that. All right, that is
very
it
well done.
For our scouting reports. Stick around. Quarter number three is Ask T. Frank. Stay tuned. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.